This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. I tell you what, we are rapidly approaching the Christmas parade. The lady that knows all about it is Denise Richardson. She is on the line, community events team leader for the council. G'day, Denise.
Good morning. How are you, Ewan?
Oh, sensational. Now, Denise, on the Saturday of the Christmas parade, there is so much stuff going on.
There's so much going on. And that's Saturday, the 17th of November, not very far away, not too many sleeps, kids. Starting at 9 o'clock, we have the Lions Club Mount Gambier Christmas, Mount Gambier Brass Band Festival. This is happening outside the Old Town Hall, marching competitions there, and they will have a mass march parade right down to the start of the Christmas parade, which is at 11 o'clock. And so you'll see all the action with the colourful floats and all your friends on there and schools and community groups and service clubs having a wonderful time being part of the Christmas parade. And, of course, we've got the Christmas appeal as part of that give a donation to there as they walk past with their wheelbarrows and buckets. Finishing at Vansittart Park, once you've done that and collected the kids and the family, come down to Party in the Park in the Cave Gardens, where Mount Gambier Rotary West and all the service clubs are down there. Free entertainment for the children, singing, dancing, fairy floss, and, of course, all important Father Christmas will be there as well once he jumps off that float and comes down to the Cave Gardens.
Now, talking about the floats and the parade, going back to that, we have almost a record amount of entries for the parade.
We do, yes. So this year, usually we get around about 55, and that includes the brass bands in there. This year we've got 60, so that's just fantastic that community groups have come together in the schools and popping entries into the Christmas pageant. Wonderful effort by the community to be part of this special event.
Denise, all we want people to do is come on down, be part of a fantastic day of festivities. We want to make sure everybody's behind the blue line and that they get there nice and early so that they get the seat that they usually get.
Exactly right. And honour the blue line, to keep it all safe for those young children as the pageant does go by. Just remembering that some of those floats are really wide and really high and they might not see little young ones. So honour the blue line and stay behind that to keep everybody safe.
Hey, Denise, we're going to catch up in the next couple of days because there's something very special that I want to talk to you about. But thanks for joining us for the Christmas parade.
Thank you very much, Ewan. And everybody have a lovely day on the 17th of November.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.